You're in school, and December 7th, 1941, you're 19 years old. Do you remember that day?
I remember it vividly. I tended to listen to music when I was studying. I was listening to the New York Symphony production on Sunday afternoon at my desk and heard the announcements of Pearl Harbor. It was just emblazoned in my mind what I was doing, everything about it. I just put my hands in my face and just cried. I was just shocked by what had happened and remained so. Just a horrible, non-civilized thing to have done. I understand war, but we weren't at war.
Did you congregate with others?
Yes, I certainly talked with people about the war. I was in ROTC at OU. And understood that I would complete my ROTC training, which I was going to be doing the following year, and I would go into the military direct from school, as did all of our ROTC class. I wasn't alone in that. So I entered the military direct from law school at that point. I finished 1 year of law school and entered the military at that point. Came back to OU when I was discharged, had an honorable discharge because of my physical disability, which involved my feet. The arches of my feet were poor, and with a total breakdown of the arch through the exercises and things we were doing, I lost circulation in both of my feet and was hospitalized for a 9-month period. And ended up both wheelchair and then ultimately crutches and then ultimately a corrected shoe that made it possible for me to walk. Left the Army at that time with an honorable discharge.
Where were you then when that discovered?
It was discovered before I was sent overseas. We were still in Fort Sill. Our whole class was. I saw my class go overseas several months after I was hospitalized and spent my time at Borden General Hospital in Chickasha.
In Chickasha, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, yes.
How did they choose that hospital? With the military?
Well, military. It's a veterans hospital. I think it still exists as a general hospital. It was chosen because of the proximity to Fort Sill. There were others there who had already gone to Fort Sill and were in that hospital.
But your physical disability was this more than flat feet, wasn't it? Didn't you have a back problem?
I had a back problem since I was a child, but it was not severe pain. It was simply a low-grade pain that I would experience into the back. My back problem became severe when I was already in law school in Chicago.
I comment on that because to this day, you obviously have a problem with your back.
Much more than anything else.
But does that all go back to the disc problem and so forth that you had as a child?
Oh, yes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, my back problem is related totally to my bone structure. It goes this way and this way.